It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A Florida man is seeking 1 million copies of Titanic on VHS.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, let's jump right into it, shall we, with the news today. It is quite a story. When was the last time you were at a Golden Corral?
Boy, I don't even know. A long time.
Jay, it's been too long, right? Yeah. I started thinking the same thing. I feel like we really forgot about the buffets, or buffet, as Steve says. I feel like we really forgot about the buffets when COVID happened.
They still have the one here, right?
Yeah, the one fun division. I think it is still up and running and doing just fine.
Thank you.
But I if it was because of me, it would be closed, and I feel bad about that because I enjoy a good buffet.
Heck yeah.
Buffet.
Buffet. I can't remember the last buffet I went to. Yes, I do. It was a Chinese one.
Okay.
Which are also fantastic. Jay, last buffet you went to?
I have no idea, Kevin. I was trying to remember. Would a salad bar count?
No. I mean, did they have other stuff and you just chose salad?
I think it was the pizza one.
Oh, yeah. So you have like the pizza and...
Right,
you
can grab... Yeah, right. That was probably...
I'm going to count that, Jay, because those are great.
I'm going to say like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
That seems dumb because that would be right in the middle of COVID. Had to be before that. Had to probably be before that. Yeah, yeah.
I did go to the pizza buffet.
Yeah, I was the
buffet.
Only guy at the pizza buffet during COVID. It was a very fun time for everybody.
They were like, sir, do you want us to make another cheese pizza?
Nothing wrong with the cheese pizza.
It wasn't Steve that was there. It was Jay.
Yeah,
you would take pepperoni.
I would take that too.
You would take pepperoni.
Yeah.
I did go to the pizza buffet. I forgot about that. Right after they reopened from the pandemic. When they first reopened, my son worked out near it. And he was like, dude.
Greatest day ever.
The pizza buffet's open again. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
That's the greatest.
Yeah. We went and celebrated. But this family was going to Golden Corral. And, well, they weren't really a family. Let me give you the details. Woman. By the name of Tavia Woodfork, is having dinner there at the Golden Corral. And she said, man, my stomach is not feeling good. Can happen. Maybe you overate a little bit. Yeah. Maybe you got a little something that didn't. You know, that's the thing about a buffet. You'll try stuff that you maybe normally wouldn't try. And then next thing you know, you're like, I don't feel good. So she went to the bathroom. Thinking, I'm having some stomach pains, some cramps.
Right.
Next.
Turns out those cramps were actually what are known as contractions.
Oh.
That's right. She didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh, man.
And she quickly gave birth to a baby boy right there in the bathroom.
At the buffet.
Well, not at the buffet.
I mean, in the buffet's bathroom.
That would be exceptionally weird. Yeah, it's like,
she said,
reaching for the pepperoncinis and whoa!
My sister, this is a quote now, my sister went around and looked in the toilet and was like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. Hmm. It's a baby.
Huh.
I'm sorry. I just think that's a funny quote.
Well, I hope
good news.
You've never seen nothing like it.
I've never seen nothing like it.
A baby in the toilet.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and pull the baby out of there.
Great news. The woman's baby is completely healthy.
Okay,
so
that's good.
Is the mom.
That's great.
Excellent. Excellent.
Does she get to go back to finish the buffet, or how does that work?
Staff and other diners were clapping for Woodfork when she came out of the bathroom on a stretcher because word got around pretty quick.
Imagine that.
Hey, a lady's giving birth in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a 2-for-1.
You do not leave. You do not leave that buffet. You keep go getting some more dessert or whatever just so you can stay
just
around.
Just to wait.
See.
Yeah, just to find out how it ended.
She named the baby.
Here we go. This is what I'm waiting for. Give it to me. This better be good.
The Golden Corral Buffet. What do you think? What name did she go with?
Goldie would be great.
Goldie.
It's a boy. If that matters. Buffet could have been good, but that'd be a girl name,
Buffet,
I feel like.
Yeah, it's very girly. Golden?
Salad Tongs.
Their last name is Woodfork. Woodfork.
That would be good. That sounds pretty cool,
yeah. But that is not what she went with. She instead, she already had a first name picked out for him.
Oh.
Tamar.
Okay.
Tamar Corral. It's hard to say. 3, 2, 1. Let me try it again. Tamar. I'm going to read the whole name, actually.
There it is.
Tamar Kylan Corral Woodfork.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It works. And it's
have to put it in there.
It's buried in there, so it doesn't it's not like too bizarre. And then it's a great story when people are like, your middle name, one of your middle names is Corral? And you're like, yes, it is, because I was born in a Golden Corral bathroom.
Yep. And
took my first swim.
We've had these stories. before. And it's wild. I just can never wrap my mind around what that is like when you don't know you're pregnant.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're just at Golden Corral having dinner, and you go home with a baby.
Yeah.
Pregnancy and having a child is a lot anyway.
Gives you a lot of time to prepare, though.
But it does. The way it's set up is very beautiful. That, when you don't know, oh my gosh, cryptic pregnancy, they call it.
Really?
Yep, is when a person doesn't know they're pregnant until late in the pregnancy or until labor begins.
I don't understand. It's unbelievable.
You're not ready, right? I mean, what does the baby sleep in? Like a to-go box?
No, exactly. That's the whole thing. You have nothing.
You're not ready at all.
They don't have those at a buffet.
Never mind. So they don't even have that. Maybe take home the diaper changing station.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, not good. That is not the way we handle situations.
Kevin James.
I think the proper way would have been to throw something at the baby.
Kevin Eugene. Kevin.
Like, just flip some refried beans on him.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What?
There was a reason for it.
Oh, man.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story's brought to you by...
I gotta defend myself there. I have a feeling at the time it made a lot of sense.
Out of context,
it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I'm telling people to throw stuff at a baby.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. I'm sure they're excited about it.
Are you excited about this? Lipstick sales are up.
Okay.
Wanted to see if I could trick you to say, I'm excited about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about that, Kev.
Well, don't be, Jay.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Because apparently, according to experts, this could be the sign of our economy going in the toilet.
Really?
Yep, it's known as the lipstick index.
Huh.
It might spell bad news for our economy. The term lipstick index was so named by Estee Lauder back in 2001. The chairman of that company said that during an economic downturn in the U.S. that was happening during 2001,
right,
women bought lipstick as a small pick-me-up while buckling down on more expensive buys.
Hmm.
So could that be it? During this period, they said lipstick sales were up about 11%, and right now, they're tracking about the same.
Huh.
CNN said the lipstick index isn't a technical analysis and can be about as accurate as using the groundhog shadow to predict weather.
Well, we know that's perfect, so yeah, I could see it's working.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. When you compared it, that was a good comparison.
It's a great comparison.
Lipstick index is about as accurate as using a groundhog to predict weather.
Why don't we use that more often? That's a really good comparison.
Yeah.
What, the groundhog?
Yeah, that's a great one.
It is. And it's one of those you go, okay, so it could happen. You're right. This could be a sign that And it kind of makes some sense, right? Like, okay, well, I'm buckling down. You know what makes me feel good? Lipstick, and that's pretty cheap. I'll go get it. So I do understand the thinking behind this, but we'll see.
Yeah.
If we have,
it says the groundhog is right 39% of the time.
Okay, so there's a 39% chance our economy is going to go in the toilet, right. More so.
Along with that baby, apparently.
The baby, 100% chance that baby was in the toilet.
That was crazy. That's a crazy story.
Yes, it really is. And, okay, I have one more thing I have to cover today.
All right, I'm excited about it.
Well, actually, a couple things. Because, you know, we like to do the, if today were blank year, what would have happened?
Right.
What would have happened in 1943 on this amazing date? June 17th, right. 1943. No word whether this happened at a Golden Corral or not, but Barry Manilow was born.
Well, I think we know he wasn't born at a Golden Corral.
Barry or his middle Corral name would have been Corral. Manilow. Yeah. Manilow.
Yeah, come on, I mean,
we don't know for sure. Do you know where he was born?
Barry Manilow? I'm going to say in a hospital. Okay. Final answer.
You're probably right about that. Barry Manilow, 81 years old today.
Okay.
Were Golden Corrals around?
Probably not.
You know, I bet they weren't, Steve. That's a good point.
There's a flaw in your story.
Yeah. Well, it was just, you know, throwing it out there. 39% chance. He was...
Was Barry Manilow born in a hospital? I just Googled it. It actually doesn't come up. That's weird.
Really?
You know, they normally don't include that.
They don't, right? They don't usually say born in a hospital.
Right. It just says he was...
They don't... Did people do the birth at home thing much back in those times?
I don't know. I wasn't around, but thanks for asking.
Well, I just wondered if you knew, because part of me says, oh, maybe they did, just because there wasn't...
Are you talking
wasn't...
about in the 40s?
Yeah. Okay. Like, there wasn't as much, you know, medicine or whatever. So they were like, well, might as well do it at home. But also seems very unsafe.
Complicated
back then compared to now, right?
Yeah,
like they do a better job of it now. By the way, 1885, let's go back in time. 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City.
Oh, did man. We just go back in time?
That feels like
we did.
It, yeah,
pretty cool.
1885, that's when they brought it over here on a little French ship. French ship.
Nope, I think that's enough of that one.
Okay, you don't want any more? You sure?
I think I'm good, yeah.
Okay, and then I have one more for you, because this one took me by surprise today. 1980, Venus Williams was born. Does it seem weird to you that Venus Williams is 44 years old?
Because you think she's younger than that?
Yeah. She'd been famous for so long,
yeah,
right?
That's the best part of it,
and they did
yeah.
start when they were teenagers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so I guess when I think of them being teenagers, I don't know.
I might have guessed 40. I might not have guessed 44, but yeah. And he's gone. Oh,
the
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Out. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, I'm so excited. Kevin said he was going to say something on the air that was amazing.
Kevin James.
How easy is it to just put on a dress?
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know if it's good news or bad news, Steve.
What's that?
I don't know if it's good news or bad news.
What's good news or bad news?
I mean, Kevin's equipment failed.
Oh, completely, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, what about the phone?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It's weird you didn't think of that. Kind of weird. He didn't think of that.
Oh. Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Isn't that something? Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing just dandy. How are you?
Fantastic. I think, yeah. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I just worked all weekend, though.
Oh, dang it. Well, it was kind of crappy weather anyway, so why not?
Yeah. It was wild.
I know. That was so weird. I mean, I must have said probably 10 times on Saturday. We went to some graduation parties, and I felt bad for the people who had their grad parties outside because it was just, it was so weird. It would like rain, and then it would like sleet, and then it would be windy, and then the sun would come out, and I just kept saying, this is stupid.
Yep. What a congratulatory weekend.
Right. Most people just muddled through it, and it was fine. They made plan Bs, but it's still one of those things where it's not great. All right, well, let's see if we can't get you some Dutch Bros. We're playing for Dutch Bros today. It's Cats is the category.
You know it is.
You're going to have to play me in the category of Cats. Yeah. Steve, just wave your arms at me, and I'll let me know when you're done, okay?
Okay, that sounds
good.
You mean
I can't pick Kev and just automatically win?
Yeah, you can say his dead silence would be his answer.
That'd be great. Oh, man. That's good strategy, though.
Yeah, that is smart thinking.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Alrighty, here we go. Reportedly, this name, which means moon in Latin, was the top name for female cats last year.
Luna.
Salem the Cat was a talking cat in this Melissa Joan Hart TGIF show.
Sorry, what cat?
Salem the Cat.
Oh, Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, I think that's it.
Okay, what famous composer did the music for the musical Cats?
Cat lover.
What is the dog's name in Garfield?
Garfield? Isn't it Garfield? Oh, that's a cat. Don't know.
Okay. If I go boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats, what am I doing?
You're beatboxing.
Okay. What is Sylvester the Cat's trademark phrase?
Sylvester the Cat. Don't know.
And John Calipari left the University of Kentucky Wildcats to coach where?
Not Alabama. I don't know.
Okay, pass on that one. Okay. All right. Waving my hand.
Can you tell that I don't like cats?
Uh-oh, you don't like cats?
They're not my favorite.
Oh, I love cats. That's a lie. That's why I have dogs. All right, well, we'll see. You have dogs?
Yes, I have three.
Oh, congrats.
Nice. Yeah.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a red heeler mixed with something, a chocolate lab, and a black lab.
Wow.
Very nice.
All right. Hang on, Jessica. We'll see how we do here. Well, you said it. You said very nice. So you're going to get it every time you say it.
But I didn't say it.
You did. You did say very nice, and you didn't even know you said it.
When did I say it?
When she said she had three dogs. You go, oh, very nice.
Oh.
He overuses very nice so often, Jessica, that he doesn't even know he's saying it now.
Wow, that's very nice of you to point out.
Very nice.
All right, here we go.
All right. Let's all calm down,
shall we? All right, here we go.
All right, Jay, here we go. Reportedly, this name, which means moon in Latin, was the top name for female cats last year.
Luna, same name as my daughter and future son-in-law's cat.
Okay, explanation. Mm-hmm. Salem the Cat was a talking cat in this Melissa Joan Hart TGIF show.
Whoa. Pass. Dang
it. What famous composer did the music for the musical Cats?
Oh, it was Wanna Not Care Less Than I Do.
Okay. What is the dog's name in Garfield?
Otis. Is that right?
If I go boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats, what am I trying to do or what am I doing?
Annoying me.
Okay. What is Sylvester the Cat's trademark phrase?
Suffering succotash.
John Calipari left the University of Kentucky Wildcats to coach where?
Arkansas?
Okay, that was everything. Did you skip something?
Yes, I did.
I mean, maybe the whole segment.
Certainly, right? I did. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're out of time anyway.
Yeah, clearly. All right, let's see how we did.
Reportedly, this name, which means moon in Latin, was the top name for female cats last year.
I said Luna.
Both said Luna.
Oh, nicely done, Jessica. All right.
Yeah, one. Well,
look
one.
At us go.
Yeah.
Woo.
We're so knowledgeable.
Very nice.
Very nice.
My dog's named Luna, so I just took a guess.
Your dog is named Luna?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Crazy. All right, let's see how we do here.
Salem the Cat was a talking cat in this Melissa Joan Hart TGIF show.
I couldn't get it. Is it Sabrina?
It is.
Dang it. Is that what you said, Jessica?
I did.
Oh, well done. 2-1. I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, very nice.
I started out strong. I don't think I ended strong.
Very nice. You said it.
No, what? Stop it. What famous composer did the music for the musical Cats?
I don't know. Did you know this
one? Cat lover.
Cat lover. Well, that's probably right.
Might be Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, Andy. Andy Webb, yeah, my fave. Yeah. I love him.
He's your guy.
Yeah.
What is the dog's name in Garfield? Well,
I said Otis. Is it not Otis?
It's Odie.
Odie. Oh, that's not right then. No, that's not right.
Close.
That doesn't count. Close doesn't count.
Yeah. And I believe you passed on that one, right, Jessica?
Yeah. Nope.
Dang it. Still 2-1.
All right. If I go boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
What the heck is that?
What would I say or be doing? Well, Jessica got it right.
What is it?
Beatboxing.
Oh, good Lord.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
I was also right. Annoying me was a right answer, yeah, but I'm just not going to get a point for
it. I mean, you're technically right as well, but... Oh
my. You can have a half point.
Thank you, Jessica. Very, very charitable of you.
Yeah, that's generous. Yeah. What is Sylvester the Cat's trademark phrase?
I'm so mad I missed this.
Oh, did you miss it? What did you say?
Yeah, I couldn't picture him, so I said, I don't know.
Oh, is it Suffer and Succotash?
It is Suffer and Succotash. Right.
Yes.
Oh, man. Look at me go. It's 3-2.5.
Yeah.
And John Calipari left the University of Kentucky Wildcats to coach where?
If you get this right, I take away the half point.
I think that's fair. I think that's actually...
Very nice.
Very nice.
Let's see. Jessica,
I said Arkansas.
Yeah, you said Arkansas. And Jessica, I think you said Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It is the University of Arkansas.
Oh, man. Jessica, you're winning anyway. You don't get to give me half points to try to get me a win. So congratulations. Even though you were
very nice,
you're going to win anyway. $15 to Dutch Bros, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Fun. It was very nice. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you ready for Hulk Hogan Real American Beer?
Kevin James.
Hulk Hogan Real American Beer.
I am a real American. Fight for the right of men again.
Was that his song?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
That was his intro song.
Oh, man, let's go.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Wendell Motors. Kevin, let me throw a quick stat at you before you get to yours. Do you know how long the pitch count is between pitches when there's no runner on base in Major League Baseball now?
About 15 seconds.
Steve?
Yeah, it's got to be 20. 3.
Kevin, 15 is exactly right. And then when there's a runner on base... 18 seconds, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, those are stats of the day.
And then 30 seconds between batters. I'm telling you what, if you haven't been to a baseball game, a Major League Baseball game, and I don't know, do the Spokane Indians go by the pitch count, pitch clock?
Boy, I don't know.
I think there was one when I was there. I think.
Yeah, you should know. You threw out the first pitch.
Yeah, I think they do have a clock.
Holy smokes, is the game faster. Man. I mean, that's obvious, but holy smokes. It's crazy how much faster it is. There's actually people were complaining it was too fast. Because, you know, you're like, oh, it's a once, you know, it's an experience. I don't go to that many games, you know, so you're kind of like, I kind of want to just sit and enjoy it.
Well, the Mariners have the best pitching staff in baseball. So
that helps, yeah.
They really move things along.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like, I want to say two hours and 25 minutes, something like that.
Okay, but I mean, not bad. That's.
Yeah, I mean, that's, well, compared
that's
to what it
time,
used to be.
Better than a basketball game. Basketball game's over in 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, if you want to get the full experience.
Yeah, I was thinking of the people who said it was going too fast.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have a stat of the day. 52% is my stat. 52% of dads said they just wanted to relax with their families on Father's Day.
Okay.
Okay, so that is, 52%. 14% said the best gift they could have received was just being left alone.
That's terrible. That is so bad. I mean, come on, man.
Just a day to myself. I mean, okay, maybe. But
But you can understand it, right?
No. Yeah, a little bit. If you're in the thick of it, right? I mean, that's the only time I could understand it. It's like, I just want to go golf by myself or what. If you'd go do something by yourself. But no, it's not. It's never what I've, never worked for me.
No, sure. I can't even imagine.
The thing here is, you know, mom's brunch is a big one.
Okay.
But don't bother taking your dad out for dinner on Father's Day. He'd rather just hang out at home and have food cooked at home or get takeout. Now, I was planning to barbecue on Sunday for Father's Day because I like barbecuing, and I thought, you know what? Come on, the boys are going to be here. I will barbecue. It'll be a great time. Well, on Saturday, I had bought some hamburger patties earlier in the week, and they had to be cooked by Saturday. Or they were going to go bad.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah.
And they were fresh patties. Expired. And so I was like, well, I do not want them to be expired.
Expired.
So I cooked them.
Not so very nice.
And you remember the weather on Saturday. Boy, it was good.
See, well, great and day to be outside.
I have a wind tunnel that comes through where I barbecue.
Oh, congrats. I mean,
it's like a breezeway.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's windy, it's always windier there.
Sure.
Furniture blows over all the time. It's just a mess. So I'm barbecuing right there in the wind and the cold, and I'm just like, this is fun. But I got to get these hamburgers done, so I'm cooking them up. I got 8 hamburgers on there doing the thing. And, you know, when you flip them, they were even lean. They were like 93% lean.
Okay.
Ooh. And so they didn't have very much fat on them, but I flipped them. And when I did, you know, the grease goes down there. And now, the wind is also blowing the flames anyways, so it's a lot going on. Well, all of a sudden, it happens. There's stuff down in the bottom of the grill, like, you know, the tray where it catches all the stuff.
Yeah.
There must be, I don't know what it is, but there's a few chunks of something down there, and they catch on fire. And I go, oh, that'll fine.
But you were prepared, of course, on how to put it out.
It'll burn out. It'll be fine.
Here we go.
So I'm like, okay. And one of them kind of said, I was like, oh, that's fine. So I shut the lid and let it start cooking for a second. And then my granddaughter screams, Papa, it is on fire! Because she can see down below where the flames were. And I was like, oh, my God, it is on fire.
It's so weird that she was paying more attention than you.
Well, up top, it didn't look as it didn't look as on fire.
What? It didn't look as on fire.
It didn't. It was smoking a little bit, Steve, but barbecues always smoke. So I got myself a full-blown fire.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm not throwing anything on it right now and ruining these hamburger patties.
Right. So you turned the gas off.
So the first thing I did was turn the gas off. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I turned off all the controllers. Because I think the hamburgers were just about done anyway. So I was like, they're going to be done enough.
Okay. So that's a good thing then.
So pull the meat off of there. Boom.
So I'm like, yeah, but Jay, I mean, the flames are.
They're everywhere.
They're
out of control.
They are, I mean, I'm going to say 1.5, 2 feet. Off the grill.
Good night.
It got big, and it was right in my face, and I was like, oh, boy, even getting to those burgers is going to be tough.
Did you just close the lid then?
I wouldn't do anything. I tried it. It didn't do a dang thing. It just kept burning like you wouldn't believe. Oh,
so what did you do?
So I yelled, Tyler!
You're such a...
Tyler! And he's... Oh, he should... I forgot that he's home right now. I could be screaming anything that I need him.
He's going to come running in there.
Oh, God. No, hopefully he won't.
He comes in again with the fire extinguisher.
Oh, God.
Now what?
Here. Sorry, I was telling a story about the barbecue being on fire. I don't need you. Sorry. I'll go back to bed. My bad.
Oh, man.
He is not happy.
Poor kid. He's
faintly
like,
in the background. I'm going back to
all
bed.
All right, I'm going back to bed. You are just ridiculous.
Well, so then he
right
starts.
Now.
He goes, well, how about we move it away from the house? Because it is,
maybe
it is right
done
up
that
against
in the
wall.
Place.
I mean, it's the only spot I can put it out there. And so I didn't even think about that part. I was just worried about it. All I was worried about was the propane tank.
You cannot be trusted by yourself.
So because of that. We rolled it out of the way. Well, he rolled it out of the way.
Yeah, you did nothing.
And
just
I
like
yelled
this
at him because I'm like, hey, the propane tank, dude, you're pulling the propane tank. If that busts loose, we're going to all die.
Easy, Kevin. Don't yell his name again, please.
Seriously.
I won't. And then that was the end of it. So we did takeout yesterday. I ordered food. I ordered food because I did not want to barbecue again until we get the grill cleaned. I did not feel like cleaning the grill yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And so I ordered from Uber Eats. It was a lot of money, and I paid for it, and I was fine with it. I ordered a lot of food so mm-hmm. that everybody would have stuff. It's a place that we eat at, and I enjoy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I was so mad. They delivered it, and it's like whoever was in charge, if you normally put 3 spoonfuls of the stuff in each container,
yeah,
they put like 1. I took pictures. I sent it.
Did you
it
call
to,
and complain or what'd you do?
Oh, Jay.
You just sent back a hamburger.
Did I?
And then what
and
happened?
I said, I would have rather burned my house down than paid $90 for this food.
Did you actually send them? I mean, what did you do? Did you send
oh,
it
yeah,
to them?
I sent it all to Uber Eats, and they said, unfortunately, portion.
Yeah, that's not their deal, right?
It's not. Yeah. But they're always really good. Like, I've complained before about something that
I
was
imagine
burnt
you
or
have.
Whatever. And not a lot, but I'm not an abuser of it, but I do it when it is necessary.
I didn't
and
know
they're
that
really
they,
good about refunding or whatever.
Oh, I didn't know they were the ones to complain to. I figured it
yeah,
was
no,
the restaurant.
Yeah, no, they are. Nope,
oh,
they,
wow.
So then, but this one they said they weren't and that it was the restaurant.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Nothing.
Oh.
So you know, no
I called the
refund.
Restaurant, they didn't answer.
Oh, of course not.
But I'm going to call them today.
Attaboy.